He said it to us last week. Shoes! Being prepared for the elements. Dan, good morning. How satisfying was the execution outdoors in Green Bay?
Yeah, very satisfying. And the coaches, the players did a great job just on that. I mean, I know we all laugh about it. It's a big thing, though. And our guys were in the right shoes. We kept our footing. I thought we played clean football in an unclean environment. I mean, that was you know, you're in the elements, and we handled it well. I was proud of them. That's a good win.
Is there anything you did during the week to prepare for having a wet football or the field the way it was?
Yeah, we drenched the footballs all week. I mean, that's I told Goff on Wednesday. I said, man, we're going to have our trainers are going to douse them with the Gatorade bottles before every snap. So we douse them. Every period, we had a wet ball for group, for individual, for all the team periods. That's how we functioned. We didn't wet the field, but we had the wind, which was great, especially Thursday, man. It was humming out there. So we really got the elements. The only thing, we didn't get the precipitation coming down, but we did have wet ball and we did have the wind. We were outside, so it was awesome.
This team has a laser focus at 7-1. Dialed in for Dallas, no letdown with the Hutch injury. You guys didn't overlook Tennessee, and then obviously ready for the weather. Where does that level of focus come from?
Well, I think we're a more mature team. You know, remember now, our vets are guys who've been here. You know, the core of this team are guys who've been here for really going on 4 years, and we've added on that, you know. Even our next guy, you know, Kirby and those guys now are becoming vets. And so we do things. We haven't changed the way we do things over a number of years. We're just getting more mature. We're growing up. And these guys are able to just look at what's right in front of them and focus on that. And when you do that, then you can most of the time alleviate some of the ups and downs that come with a season. That's not perfect. There's nothing easy about it, you know. And honestly, the more you win, the harder it gets. So, but we're in a good place right now.
I mean, coaches always say this. We've heard you say it in terms of games that you bury an opponent, there's opportunities or there's points left on the field. When you look at this team, coming off of the run that you've been on, coming off of Dallas, coming off of Tennessee, and obviously the trip to Green Bay, where can this team continue to get better?
Yeah, well, look, I think there's – I know Ben and I were talking yesterday. There's elements of what we did in the second half, you know, that minus that opening drive, which was huge, you know, coming out of the third quarter, take it all the way down there and finish with a touchdown. Man, that was huge. But yet, man, after that, until we were able to close the game out, you know, our defense really – man, they hung in there, and they didn't allow a touchdown. You know, they didn't allow a score for a long time. But we had a number of three and outs, you know, got a first down, then we go three and out after that. You know, we just couldn't continue to get the first downs and move the ball. You know, we took care of it, which is great, but you'd like to believe, you know, you can take control of that game a little bit sooner than it happened. So those are little things that, man, we really believe we can get better at. And then defensively, man, I think AG and those guys are we're playing outstanding ball, man. And the critical factors, the third down, the red zone, you know, limiting points, the whole thing, takeaways, one of them for a touchdown. But it's like, man, we had a couple of critical penalties, you know, that hurt us, man. We're off the field if we just take care of those things, which are, you know, that's truly self-induced. So we got areas to clean up, but I love the way we play, man. I love how we challenge. I love that we're aggressive, you know, and look, special teams, those elements are great for Bates, you know, like to go in and get in that environment and have to kick with the wind behind you, in front of you, crosswind, rain. Man, I thought he did a hell of a job and learned from that, you know. And so there's just these things, man, we'll just continue to get better and learn from.
Talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Brian Branch, we've raved about him with you. I don't think he's a dirty player, but do you worry that he picks up a reputation now with a couple of these helmet-to-helmet penalties? It seemed like they wanted to make an example of him last Sunday.
No, I mean, I don't worry about that. I don't know why he would pick that up. I mean, he plays football. He's a football player. You know, he You know, he plays the style that we're looking for. He's got to lower the target. Like, that's the thing, and he knows that, you know. And honestly, look, you're going to get the flag. You're going to get, you know, he's probably going to get fined for it. That's part of it. And you don't want it. But, man, once you've deployed, you know, once you've deployed your artillery, man, you're not pulling it back. I mean, that's, you know. And funny enough, I've seen guys who have tried to pull back, keep from hurting somebody that have two different times tore the meniscus in their knee, trying to jab their knee in the ground to stop from going, you know. But I think that, you know, we got to lower the target for him. And the big thing is, man, the penalty after that, that's what he and I talked about. It's like, man, you can't give him the 15 after that. And so just lower it, go through the sternum, don't, you know, try to lower it a little bit. He was just a little bit high. So, but he'll be fine, man. He plays an aggressive style, and he's a hell of a player. He's a hell of a safety. And no, he's not a dirty player.
I'm sure you'll be happy for 401 when the conversation shifts from what are you guys going to do at the trade deadline? You addressed it yesterday. We've asked you about it for a couple of weeks. First of all, any chance you have any breaking news you want to share with us? And if not, what's it like leading into today, where I know players are going to be around, but it's typically a day off of trying to navigate the trade deadline?
This is business as usual, honestly. It's, me personally, I'm trying to get ready for Houston. And then if Brad's got anything that he wants to share with me or wants me to look at, then he will. And tell them, man, I trust him. He's been grinding through this. He knows what he's doing, and if it works out, great. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But it's like the thought of giving away high capital for a player none of us are going to like, that just doesn't sit well with any of us. So, man, if it makes sense, it makes sense. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But, you know, what we got here, we'll win with.
So, like, 3 o'clock, you're not poking in the office going, do we have anything? Like, what's your message to Lion fans who are going to be refreshing their phone all day today hoping to see Brad deliver somebody?
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, hey, get ready for Houston. You know, it's about the matchups, about the one in front of you. And you may be waiting for a while. You may not. You may, you know. But just know that there's work being put in this, and it's been going on for a long time. So, we'll be good. We'll be just fine.
You get Jameson Williams back. That'll be a nice addition for the Houston game. With the issues he's had, when you've talked to him, does it seem like he's responded well to all this, that he's going to be able to move forward and avoid some of the issues he's had?
Who's that? I'm sorry.
Jameson Williams.
Yeah. I feel great. I feel great about him. I feel like, you know, man, he's been here. He was here last week. He was in meetings, man. He couldn't be out on the field, but he's been working out. He's been training. He's been running. Like I say, he was in meetings, so he's been locked in. It almost feels like he hadn't been gone other than game day. So that's awesome. And I feel like he's just going to pick up where he left off and then some. He's just going to continue to grow. So, man, I feel good about where he's going to be, where he's at, and where he's going to go.
Dan, I hate to do this to you. Ian Rappaport is reporting, verified Ian Rappaport, that the Browns are trading Za'Darius Smith to the Lions. Can you comment on that?
Well, Ian's got all the answers, doesn't he?
Apparently.
Well, you'd hate it if Ian was wrong, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I would be.
Well, we actually would.
Yes. Okay, we'll take that. Yeah. That's all we can get. John, you have something else for Dan?
No. Well, I mean, just in terms of, you know, traveling down to Houston, what are some of the things that this is a young quarterback, very talented. They might get their number one receiver back. What are you looking at when you play Houston down there?
Man, this team is I love the way this team plays. I mean, they play an aggressive style, explosive, fast type of football. And look, this quarterback, I think, has done an outstanding job. He's one of these really good young players in this league. I do think they're going to get Nico back. We're prepared for him. We're thinking he's coming back. He's outstanding. You know, this old line, there's been a little bit of, you know, they had some injuries here and there, but you know, the scheme and the things that they're able to do up there, they can do a lot to you. And Mixon's playing a very high level. And then this defense, man, I mean, they hum now. They are smoking. They are up the field. They're aggressive. You know, they play a nasty style game. They finish on the football. It's going to be an all-out brawl, man, out in Houston, Houston, Texas on Sunday night. And, man, we're looking forward to it, man. This is one of those. Like I say, that's what excites you, man. Every week, you know, we just came off a big division win, and now we're rolling into another great opponent here in prime time Sunday night at their place. And, man, they play the style of football that we're looking forward to facing.
He's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Dan, thanks for some of your time. Good luck this week.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
It's 97.1.